Okay, let us stand, then we can start the offer. Okay, we start with the tray. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Okay, you all can be seated. Today is 30th of May, 2019, Thursday class. We are having it at Paramasuri and Bradio's house. Okay, we just finished our puja offering. Now we will get ready for puja chanting. Compose your mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya, then mindfully we shall commence the puja chanting. Namo Bunsu Si Jia Moni Fo. Namo Bunsu Si Jia Moni Fo. Namo Bunsu Si Jia Moni Fo. Namo Guan Si Ying Pusa. Namo Guan Si Ying Pusa. Namo Quan Sĩ Phụ Sa. Namo Mi Lo Phổ. Namo Mi Lo Phổ. Namo Mi Lo Phổ. Namo Phổ Phụ Sa. Namo Phổ Phụ Sa. Namo Phổ Phụ Sa. Namo Phổ Phụ Sa. Okay. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Svakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhamma Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Sahaka Sangho Sanghang Namami. Okay, you can be seated. Then we turn to page 1 of the chanting book. We will chant the Vandana onward. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, dhammang saranang gacchami, sanghang saranang gacchami, dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami, dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami, dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami, tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami, tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami, tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu micchacara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musavada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Surameraya majjhapamadatana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Now we will chant the Padipa Puja, offering of light. Ganna sarapa dipena dipena tamadangsina diloka dipang sambutang pujayami mamunudang. Ganna sambarayutena dopena hang suganghina pujaye pujaniyantang puja bhajana muttamang. Vanna ganda gunopetang etang kusuma santatin pujayami monindasa siripada sarorohe. Pujemi buddhang kusumena nena punnena mattena cha hotu mokhang. Pupang milayati yata idang me kayo tata yati vinasabhavang. Adivasetunobante Paniyang parikapitang Anukampang upadaya Patigan hatumutamang Adivasetunobante Pale parikapitang Anukampang upadaya Patigan hatumutamang Adivasetunobante Bojanang parikapitang Anukampang upadaya Patigan hatumutamang. Now we will chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana, making of overall aspiration. By the power of this merits born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculty of sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers, sharing and transferring merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Pajam. Buddhang pujayami. Dhammang pujayami. Sanghang pujayami. Okay, you all can be seated. Then we can have half an hour of meditation. We are off the light and you can have your silent meditation. Just relax body and mind. Yeah? Those who already have their spiritual faculty, you can just relax body and mind and just silence everything. Then the meditative mind will arise and surface very fast. Whatever thought, if there is still any arising, let it arise. Do not resist. Do not suppress or try to control or do anything to the thought. Just relax and allow the mundane mind or the whatever thinking to just settle down. If you don't give it any more thought energy, yeah, or you don't try to do anything within that silence, you can experience and develop the awareness to be aware of how all this sankhara activity of the mundane mind, how they slow down and cease. Yeah. Initially, when your spiritual faculties are not stable, it may take a while. But as your spiritual faculties are stable, it will be very fast. It can happen very fast. Sometimes the moment you sit, within seconds, the mind becomes very quiet, very still. Yeah. And there is your meditative mind. So use that silence, that meditative mind, to meditate. To develop the awareness of what is going on within your form and mind. How your form and mind give rise to the various types of consciousness. Yeah. Then the process of this arising, you can see them clearly. The moment you are aware, you understand. That's like the mind that is trapped inside your physical body. That one has the ability to be aware. Then upon contact, whatever natural activity or movement, you can see them all. You will understand clearly what the Buddha meant by the dependent origination or dwelling, paticca-samuppanna. That is the teaching that he taught to explain to you clearly how you function as a human being. There are this link in between that you have to go through. Yeah. Sometimes the dwelling is not complete. Yeah. But the first feeling is very active, very fast. And if you are not mindful, if you are not in that silence, you cannot follow. You cannot develop the ability to be aware, and you don't understand what is going on. That's why you cannot develop wisdom or understanding of who you are, what you are, and how you function as a human being. So meditation is to develop the silence within the awareness, the meditative mind, which is also the silent mind, to understand all this. And the moment it awakens, it will develop the wisdom. Okay, I will let you do the meditation on your own. Then when the 30 minutes is up, I will ring the bell. Yeah? The alarm will go off first. Then I will ring the bell 3 times. After that, you can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. For those who still need to train your mind, you can do the whatever appropriate training. If you need to decondition your heedless thinking because your spiritual faculty are not developed, you can also do it. If you already have the ability, yeah, to be aware or peaceful, then you can stabilize it, yeah, by anchoring it to whatever object of meditation that you are familiar with. If you don't have any, you can try anapanasati. Yeah. Then for those who are using the mind sweeping method, you can combine with metta or loving kindness radiation to bring about inner peace, leading to inner well-being. The inner peace will bring about inner well-being when you radiate metta. Then after that, once your mind supreme method or exercise is completed, you can feel the big difference. You are now so quiet, so peaceful, relatively, compared to before you do it. The inner peace and inner well-being is very useful to meditate. So these are the usual byproduct of training the mind, leading to the meditative mind. When you have inner peace and inner well-being, your mind will settle down. Then you know how to relax and just maintain the silence. Sati will develop. You need to anchor it to whatever object of meditation or anapanasati, do it. Then your anapanasati will develop. Mindfulness of the in and out breath. Just do. Don't try to know. Do until finally the mind becomes very subtle, very still, quiet, no movement. That is tranquility of mind, stillness of mind, pasati. Before you hit pasati, you will go through the piti, the sukha, all the various calm state of mind. The key to successful meditation is relax, the four support, relax. Second one is aware. Third one is maintain for as long as you can, if possible, throughout the day, 24 hours. Then the last support is trust. You will only do the last support when you have detected your gateway, when you have connected to your true nature. Otherwise, you don't need the fourth support. Okay, with that, I will let you meditate on your own. Then, when the alarm goes off, I will ring the bell. Okay, you can slowly, mindfully, come out of the meditation. Yeah? Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness or mindfulness for as long as you can. Yeah? Then learn to galvanize all this trained mind state into your daily life. You have to be skillful to develop the daily mindfulness. Yeah. And as you listen to the Dhamma, the sharing, or the recording, or read the Dhamma book, you have to read with understanding to develop the first turning and first and second turning wisdom. First turning in the early day is just listening, but nowadays we are more fortunate. You can listen again. Then we can also have the recorded talk. Then you can also develop transcript out of it. And the latest one is you all should thank Jin Hao. He did the video, which is very good. How you all find the video? Huh? Useful or not? Very useful, huh? Very clear. It's like you are attending. Because he can zoom in onto the whiteboard so that the word I write and my pronunciation, they will not go wrong. It will synchronize. Otherwise, if you don't have the video, you may not know the exact word I use. Especially if you are not skillful in the Dhamma understanding. So I realized that video helped a lot. A lot of people gave me very good feedback. They say, Matthew, it's like I'm there. And it's clearer for some people. Well, sometimes you sit in a position where you cannot see the whiteboard. But the video will take it from the angle where everybody can see. So this is very useful. Okay, we turn to page 6. We will do the invocation to Deva. You can pass the mic to Ying Bi at the back. She came in later. Yeah. Okay, invocation to the Devas. In this universe, in their entirety, let the Devas or deity come here. Let them hear the good teaching of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching.
Samanta Chakravalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Sadhammam Munirajasa Sunantu Saggamokkhadam Dhammasavana Kalo Ayam Bada
Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa Iti Peso Bhagava Arahang Sama Sambuddho Vijacharana Sampanno Sukato Lokavidu Anuttaro Purisadam Sarati Satta Deva Manusanam Buddho Bhagavati Sukato Bhagavata Dhammo Sandhittikho Akkalikho Ehipassekho Upanayikho Pachyatam Veditabho Vinohiti Supatipanno Bhagavato Sautkasango Ujupatipanno Bhagavato Sautkasango Nyaya Patipanno Bhagavato Sautka Sango Samichi Patipanno Bhagavato Sautka Sango Yatitam Chattari Purisa Yukani Atta Purisa Pukala Esa Bhagavato Sautka Sango Ahuneyo Pahuneyo Dakineyo Anjali Karaneyo Anuttarang Punyaketang Lokasati Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Pujam. Bhutang Pujami. Dhammang Pujami. Sanghang Pujami. Okay, you can be seated. And just relax body and mind. Maintain some more attention. We can start our second session. Second session is meditation reporting, followed by whatever question you have. Q&A. Okay, the mic is with MB. Anybody wants to report meditation or ask any question, just raise your hand. Today the crowd is so big, nobody raise hand. So what do you want me to discuss? Pastor. Angie, luckily we got Angie. Yeah, rescue, savior.
Good evening, Brother Teo, and all Kalyanamitas. Practicing meditation, how do we know whether you have achieved Panya? And also, you know, to distinguish
yeah.
with wise leaders in the world.
Thank you.
Now with the yeah. trade war ongoing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sadhu, sadhu.
Brother Tim.
Thank you for the good question, Angie. Yeah. How many of you watched the special interview on Dr. Mahathir, our PM Dunham in Japan today? I think it's a seminar or a very grand symposium on the future of Asia. And he was the only speaker invited, do you know that? And he's a real leader. He's very good. That's why they respect him. 93 plus years old, still so strong, so clear in his mind, energetic, and very witty. And the way he answered was beautiful. Yeah. Okay, before we distract ourselves into the tariff, the trade war, the thing, yeah, they also asked him question about trade war. They asked him a range of very diverse political topic and also very relevant day-to-day happening in Malaysia. The way he answered, it was very good. His talk also was very good. That's why he was a specially invited guest. And he was invited to speak at Abe's that seminar too. And he spoke a lot on this, how to resolve conflict or world problem and issue. And his suggestion is very good. He said we are civilized. We are no longer the crude old civilization. We are the civilized race. We should resolve everything. He didn't use the word amicably. He said we should resolve everything on the negotiation table. And negotiation is about give and take. You have to give up some. Then you receive some. Because it's supposed to be something fair to everybody. That's what negotiation is all about. You must really negotiate with facts, with point, with understanding. Not to take advantage of people, arm twist people. And before they even want to talk, you threaten people. You say, this is not negotiation, this is using threat. You threaten to ban, you threaten to take action, sanction, send warship, do all those things. Okay, I have to come back to the first part. After you meditate, how do you know that you have developed real wisdom? That one, I think by now, most of you should have the understanding. The best sign is understanding-wise, character-wise, personality-wise, there must be a transformation. If you don't transform, you become more egoic. Definitely, you are not awakened, or you have not developed the first, second, turning wisdom. Wisdom means you develop understanding that allow you to be more peaceful, more happy. Yeah. There is more inner peace, inner calmness, inner joy, and more quietness of mind. You react less. Your mind doesn't stir and become heedless like before. And the fastest way to understand is whether the mental hindrances are still there or not. Whether you are capable of observing life. Develop the stability of mindfulness to observe yourself. And when you understand what constitutes evil, see your own evil roots. Then go into the deep understanding of what constitutes evil. Why does the Buddha say greed, hatred and delusion are the three evil roots? Because they are the roots of all evil. And what is greed? The Pali word is loba. Loba, We all Chinese very dangerous. We think of loba. So loba is a type of greed. So you like that thing, you want to eat it. But if you have the wisdom, you will know. You got condition to eat, by all means, go ahead. But don't overeat. But some are vegetarian. So when you're on vegetarian, what will you do? Before you're vegetarian, you're non-vegetarian. And let's assume you like loba. So what happens when you become vegetarian? This one I must ask them here. Yeah. But she luckily not full time, certain time. You want to answer that?
I recall last time when I first started, I just think of like I recall the taste, you know.
The memory,
then it's like
recollection.
Okay, this is recalling my
thought. The thought remind you.
Yes.
That
but
is
the actual
nice.
Taste actually not.
Not what it is. It's different. Later on when you really become a vegetarian, I tell you, you go and eat a loba again, you don't like it. That meat smell is very strong. Understand? Very, very strong, pungent. Because when you are used to vegetarian food, that type of tasty to the normal non-vegetarian who eat it as tasty, it become like very heavy, the smell, the taste. And oh, you are talking about the mock meat. The mock meat tastes better. I do agree with you because there was one vegetarian restaurant in Taman Si. Some of you must have eaten there before, the single story. What is the name already? Is it Lian Chi or what? I forgot it. There is a name, I forgot. Taman Mega. And you know, he charged you better than the real one. Really, vegetarian one. And every time I went there, when they call for me first, there is supposed to be their special menu, their delicacy there. So the first few times I remember, somebody invited me there. Then they ordered this one. He said, Bertil, you sure like this one? So I was thinking, how good can be the mock meat? But the moment I taste, I check with him, are you sure this is vegetarian? Yeah, better than the outside char siu, the real one. But a bit sweet. But initially when you take, it's really nice. Really nice. So this is part and parcel of cultivation. So when there is condition to eat, you eat, understand? But you don't overeat. You will understand what craving is. Craving is a desire. Then your form and mind can be conditioned to like certain things and dislike certain things. It's normally from your thought process. When you condition it to be that way, then it become that way. For me, I do the opposite. I don't know why. Since birth, I cannot be conditioned into doing anything. I like to do things which is opposite of what humanity do. The norm or norm of society. Play musical instrument also same. I hold the flute the other way around. And I do maths. You usually add from the small number to the big number, and then you get the answer. I go for the big number, then I finish off the small number and get the answer. Because that is the way I look at things. And I can understand things very fast. Because I, young that time, I like to play cards. You know how I become very good in maths, especially addition. Yeah, I got two cards, I know what is the third card I want. If I play three cards, I want 20 points. If I play blackjack, I want 21 points. So with two cards, I know what the card will form 20 points or 21 points. So whenever I see this three number, I know it's 20. Or sometimes it's 24 or 27 or whatever number. So after I add the big number, I look at the small number, 3 by 3, I very fast finish. Especially in the school, my teacher like me, 10 subjects. That time no calculator when I was in primary school. The teacher loved me so much. Said, Tio, come, help me to add. I say, okay. So he write on the whiteboard all the 10 subjects of the student. Before he finish, my answer came out. Then he suspect, are you sure? I say, you can ask the rest to check. Then as he recite, the moment he finish, I give him the answer. Then the whole class check, all correct. That's why he looked at me, that time I was standard 2 on here. And I got the book prize. And the teacher don't know what to do with me. We are all my other subjects 0. Arithmetic, I got 100 marks. So that was the way my nature was. That's why this form of mind come, all the DNA, the karmic condition, everything is already set now, I realize. I don't have to do anything, I just echo and flow. Then the way I learn things is very different. Before I understand, you look at me like I very, very naive, very child. Yeah, I came from a small town, and that town is notorious. And my parents also got good condition. When I was, the first 6 years, I was in Butterworth. Oh, that place is very good. I don't mix with anybody. My mind, like a newborn child, don't have anything, when I remember. I saw the photo my father took at the studio when I was 2 years old, 3 years old. Then I can recall when I was 5 or 6 years old, my mind was blank. I was very happy. A lot of joy. Then when I came down to that suburb in Alostar where my father, because that time he was so lucky, after he gave birth to me, not long, he was a salesman. He had to sell lottery tickets. That time is Singapore side and Malaysia together. We didn't break up yet. So this social welfare lottery ticket, the shop owner was his uncle. He got 20 tickets. He cannot sell. He can only manage 3 or 4 tickets. Then he asked my father to help. Then my father said, okay, you give me some. I think he gave him 5 tickets only. He go and sell. Came out, second prize. And that time, second prize, I got commission. That time, the commission was 5,000. You know what is 5,000? During that time, my father told me they buy thing 1 cent. So he went and bought that shop lot in Alostar, 200 ringgit. One shop lot. Then that time, rubber plantation, he told me, 100 to 200 ringgit only. The shop lot and the rubber plantation, one row long, is the same price. And you know the money, how big another time. That's why he liked me. He said, ever since I was born into their family, he said, everything go their way. They try, then I got the good life. That's why they decided to shift down to other star. Then it become a notorious town, like Tai Kong. Because that place, like, a lot of gangster and all those things. So I grew up there. I learned all the foul language, everything. I was conditioned until this whole pure mind, pure brain also become roja already. Then when I went to school, it's the best English school in Alostar. So I can't cope because I don't understand a single word that the teacher spoke. I only listen. And you know what I listen? I listen to the singing. Ba, ba, black sheep, any, whatever. So I learned language through listening. Then of course they teach arithmetic. They ask us to go and count. I say waste time. Why you want to count? Play cat. That's why I told myself standard 1 to standard 6, I can do it in 3 years. I don't need 6 years. I was so boring, you know. Standard 1, standard 2. Then when I reached standard 3, I did very well. Because I start to understand the language already. Then they promote me to 4 special. You know. 4 special is for students that jump class. That's why I was with those who jump class, 4 special. Then that time, I was telling myself, why am I marking time here, wasting time? Standard 3, standard 4, standard 5 can be done in 1 year, is it? You don't need so much time. I was so boring in the class. Then when I reached standard 6, there was an exam. Yeah. I also did quite well. Then I went to Form 1. Oh. Wow, Form 1, Form 2, Form 3. I love the subject. Well, it's no more the primary school one. I start to learn history. I start to learn geography. I like geography. Then I start to learn a little bit of science. But when I pass my Form 3, I start to like science and maths. So I went to pure science. But my result was quite good. So when I was in pure science, my brain and my mind start to inquire. Well, when I understand geography and science, of course, maths, the mind starts to probe. Yeah, I start to understand planet, solar system, our universe, and all those things. Then, that time, primary school, going to secondary school, I think Form 4, I remember Form 4. We go and read up on our own. And we had a discussion with the teacher. The teacher also surprised. We talk about the Big Bang Theory. One of the students also like to read a lot on. He very close to me. He put up his hand. Where they talk about original life. He answer Big Bang Theory. Everybody will look at him. What is he trying to tell? That time I also don't know what is Big Bang Theory. That's why it made me interested in science. I went and read it out. Then I realized, wow, this guy read a lot. And his English was very good. That's why I learned that way. Yeah. What I'm trying to tell you is, my nature is very different. I do think non-standard. So when I listen attentively, even in the class. And they used to say, I have elephant memory. Whatever the teacher, even primary school, or whatever they teach, they say, I can recall them. No? That's why in the reunion, they like me. They say, ask Ken-kun, ask Ken-kun. He will remember the teacher's name and all those things. Then how the teacher actually, there was one teacher, he wanted to test us because he find us very interesting. You remember that fluorescent tube last time we used to have? He said, what is the English word for this? Nobody understand. At that time we only understand the 3 and the 4. So everybody was guessing. Then somehow I heard this name, fluorescent nightingale. Remember? Florence Nightingale. Oh, I don't know how to pronounce. I answered fluorescent. He looked at me, you know. He take 10 cents out of his pocket, give to me. You got it right. Huh? Then inside there, I tell the teacher. Actually, I like that word, fluorescent nightingale. Actually, Florence. Now only I know. Until today, before you tell me, I still thought it's fluorescent nightingale. So I got it correct. And a lot of things very funny. You know, the history teacher later on, Form 2, I think. Form 2 or Form 3, I forgot. Right? He came to the class. He asked, what is the book that Lao Tzu wrote? Lao Tzu wrote. I was full of joy. I straight away answered, Tao Te Ching. Wow, he looked at me, you know. He said, who are you? Nobody can remember this thing. But when I read the history book, that word resonant in my nature. That's why I straight away can answer one. Very funny. So all this come about, the reason I want to share this is because my mind cannot be conditioned by thinking. My mind can actually have the sensitivity to know which is important, which is the truth, which is useful. That's why when I hear truth, my nature rejoices. That's why I learn things very fast. The moment I learn, the rest of them cannot catch up with me. Yeah. But before I learn, they are more advanced. Because I came from towards the poorer family. But luckily, my father strike the lottery. But he also live in a rural area. So we have simple life and all things. Then all these people, they come from the best school. Their parents are, I think the lowest one is teacher. A lot of them are government servants. A lot of them are also either business people or doctors. Yeah. I think some are engineers' son and accountant son. Because that school is the top school. That school is where Mahathir come from. Yeah. We are the same school. Yeah. Kedah. All the political wealthy people, they go into that school. And I must thank my father because he sacrificed me, the only son, to go to an English school. So he said, make sure it's a good school. He don't mind paying. Yeah. So that's how I end up there. That's why I say your good karma, meant to be, will be. You will go to the right school. You will go to the right place, right time. Everything will fall into place. So what happened was, after that, everything became very different. Because these people, they are so rich, so wealthy. Their house, I went and visit one of the classmates. He is a Chinese. The father is the, you know, our Chinese commerce in Kedah, no, Alastar. He is the president. The father is the president. You all call what? Chinese chief. And you know how rich the father was at that time. I went to his house. I thought he only stay underneath the three-story shop lot. I went in. Three units, all break through inside. All renovated nicely. That type of tiles, I never see before. So beautiful, so colorful. And I thought he owned three. Later on, he said the whole row belonged to the father. And his house, I got all those things I never see before. The carom board, I was so amazed by the carom board. I said, what is it? What is it? They say, you saw pa kao, I never see this. They say, carom board, they play carom board. Carom board, how to play? Very funny. Because of that carom board, I try to play, but I know science, so I know how the coefficient of restitution and how this, the hard plastic, how it reflect and all those things. So I'm very good at the theory, so I try. Then I forgot about it, until I went to MU. First year I went, I stayed in first college. I saw the carom board there. Wow, straight away I went there and try it out and play. Then somebody saw me. He said, can I join you? I said, can I come? So he played with me. You know what happened? I became so good. One, if I open the game, I will put in at least three seats with one opening. Then if that guy is not able to finish off fast, within three steps, I finish off all the carom inside. Then there was one guy, don't believe. No. The moment I opened, he got no chance to play. I put in all my seats. Until you know what happened. The fellow was a medical student. He was so angry and unhappy with me. He don't believe he can never beat me even one game, no, before he leave the college, towards the end of the year already, near exam, he still want to challenge me, you know. I say enough lah, because we all play. If you want to play, you have to bet on something. So we all either bet on char kway teow or coke. You can buy any soft drink. He owe me 100 over coke and char kway teow. Until I ask all the roommates who want to go long sing there. Then I pity him. I say, never mind, enough. He said, no. Then he played the deal. You know what he did? He disturbed me, you know, when I want to play that shot. He said, fast, cannot aim like that one. Then he called me, don't be like an old man. Then he lost. Then he called me one. He said, dirty old man. I say, you call whatever you like. The fact is, you can never beat me. You know, when I told him that, he don't believe. You know. I say, if I start the game, you got no chance to play. You know. And I really show it to him. You know. That's why after that, he give up straight away. So, these are the things that tie up with your past and your nature. And you will never know all this talent until you understand the Dhamma. That's why in the car just now, Polian and PG and my wife, they were discussing some topic. Then I say, if I were to handle those things, the project, I won't handle it that way. I handle it differently. Well, I can see the big picture, I can see overall. Then I'm very thorough, then I won't make mistakes. Then they say, well, Matthew, not everybody like you. I say that one may be very true. Because very few. Because at first, Poland asked me first, is there anyone as good as you? I say, even as good as me, also no use, because they don't have the Dhamma. That's why they cannot plan like that, they cannot do like that. Because I know how to strategize things and plan a lot of things. And I can foresee a lot of things in the engineering contract and all things, in the design, you know what I'm saying. That's why it's different. So coming to wisdom is your ability to absorb and understand things very fast. But all this comes from my past training, my past cultivation, and the inheritance my nature received. That's why it depends on the individual. Yeah. So we were discussing about the first question, how do you know? So we know through all this understanding. Then I reach the point where I say, you can see your evil roots, remember? That's how we end up with Loba. And now I continue. So I probe into this question of greed. Then I realize greed is not just greediness. The meaning is very deep. Okay, now we do an exercise. What is greed? It's Pali word. Yeah? Greed. So, of course, the first one is greediness. Huh? When you are greedy, you have greed. Yeah? Then, NG say craving. Huh? When you crave for things, there is also greed. Yeah. Then what else? If you cannot expand on this, you cannot cultivate. Because you don't know what constitutes greed. The most powerful one is on all of your? Selfishness, more important. Selfishness constitutes greed. Then desire, of course. Then do you know possessiveness is a type of greed? What else? Covetousness. Some more? Your light. Understand? Your light. We are normally come in pair, like and dislike. Then what else? Wishes. It's part of desire. Part of desire. Your desire. But ambition is not greed, no, please. Ambition means you are ambitious. You want to become a lawyer or an engineer or a professional as you grow up. And that is not greed. Understand? That is the four bases of success, you remember? The first one is passion. Yeah? Passion. Chanda. So passion is a very strong motivation. Then after that is virya, you remember? Then citta, your willpower. Your willpower, if you have an ambition, if you work towards it with understanding, not through the crooked way and deceiving way, then that is not greed, understand? That is your ambition. It's just like when I was young, when they asked me to put my ambition, I don't know why, you know. That time I last in the class. I go to standard 2, I still second last. The first ambition I put engineer. And my classmate next to me, we join table. He saw me put engineer, he pull my testimony card, go to the class in front and make an announcement. He said, "Listen, Ken Kun want to become an engineer." And you know what he said after that? "The whole world will be full of engineers. We are at last in the class also can become engineer. So who cannot become engineer?" Then I got no unhappiness or anger. I look at him, I said, "Oh, okay. You can say what you like." End of the day, see what happened. You know what happened? The whole school, end of the day, I was the only one that went to MU study civil engineering. Some of them study electrical. Some of them went overseas. Yeah, I was the only one. So a lot of these things, you don't laugh. No? you don't go simply comment. You never know people's future, people's nature. Yeah. Then that time, very simple, like I used to tell you all and share with you all. I wear this type of clothing that my mother make for me. And my mother very thrifty. He buy those cheap cloth, sew himself. The sleeve also long and short one. Then sometimes button also didn't match the level. Then sometimes got hole here, got hole there. I still wear. And I'm very proud of that shirt. Because I say, my mother make for me. Yours, your mother go and buy from the shop. So a lot of things that I went through life in a very different way. Okay, apart from all this, what else constitutes greed? Do you know your deceitfulness is a type of greed? When you want to cheat people, when you want to deceive or take advantage of people? This is the most powerful greed, deceitfulness. How to spell? Deceitfulness. One L only. Correct? One L. So, when you are cunning, it's also a greed. Understand? No? So, your deceitfulness, your cunningness. When you want to take advantage of people, when you want to cheat people, all these are greed. Intend to cheat people. Huh? I cannot put the word cheat. Intend to cheat. These are all greed, understand? Huh? Or take advantage. Take advantage of situation. advantage of situation or people. So there are a lot more. A lot more. That one is desire. Like you like to go for karaoke, music or striptease show and all those things. But sometimes you have passion, you like it, you are not addicted to it. To me, that is not craving. When there is condition, you can still see. You can still experience them. That's why I went to the music tech. My classmate brought me to the Chinese New Year gathering, you remember? I brought my family there. And it was so loud, you know, the music. But I felt so good, you know, it was testing me. That time I was waiting to be tested, you know, at the heart base there. My base, bang, bang, the music so loud, you know. It was pounding in my heart, you know. Then that whole vibration, I just went in there, you know. And it's like the drum, just gone like that. It doesn't affect me at all. It doesn't even create the thought, wow, crazy are these people, why make it so noisy? No, I just amazed, you know, that there was so much joy, you know, I look. Because there is nothing better than this condition to test my mind, you know, at that time. So loud, you know, until you can't even hear somebody next to you speaking to you unless he raises his voice or shout. So these are the things when you contemplate and reflect. Then when you understand that these are the various type of movement of mind that is conditioned by your evil roots of greed, then you know how powerful is this evil root. The moment you have any of this intention or any of this character or personality, you have the evil root of greed. You become evil. When you are deceitful, cunning, are you evil? When you have intention to harm and cheat, are you evil? This one, there's another alternative. Cheat or harm. Or take advantage of people's situation. So that time when I reflect and contemplate, I realize that greed is so powerful. Even your desire to have something, it can be a craving so strong. And when you want things your way, it's a greed. Understand? And when you cannot get what you want, you become angry. The opposite surface. So this evil root of greed, which is loba, is very powerful. So this one is loba. A lot of people don't understand. They thought greed means greediness. When you are not greedy, you don't have greed. No! There are a lot of movement of thought from the evil root of greed. Then the second one is what? Hatred or aversion. The Pali word is very good. Dosa. Dosa means what? You do wrong. Correct? Dosa. You do wrong. So the evil root of hatred is Lord. What are they? All of your anger, hatred, jealousy, envy, dislike, they are all this evil root or hatred. So we write down. Anger, hatred, jealousy, envy. Ill will or dislike. Ill will. Dislike. And do you know when you are unhappy is also a evil root of hatred? When you are unhappy, miserable. Miserable. They all have this evil root. This evil root is very powerful. It will make you violent. It will give you a lot of evil mental intention. When you hate somebody, do you know what you can do? When, that's why don't make the lady angry. When they hate you, or they have jealousy and envy, and tell you, your whole life is under threat. It's worse than Trump, Donald Trump trying to blackmail you or abuse you. They say never, never cheat a lady. Or never make a lady angry. They can chop you out into many pieces. So what else constitutes hatred? Or the evil root of anger, hatred? Can come out with some order. That is part of ill will. Bad intention, yes. Different. That one is doubt. Doubt, restlessness is all under delusion. Fear, worry, anxiety. Sorrow. Sorrow is a type of unhappiness. Then what else? In already. Wow, you hide what corner? You never see the whiteboard on. You just woke up. See? We write on the whiteboard already, jealousy, envy. He said, brother, what about jealousy and envy? He said, now I know she slept just now. Just a joke, Polen, don't worry. What else? No, fear is delusion. Then we better put the other one, delusion. So delusion. Delusion is moha. Yes, that one is part of this one. It's under hatred. So delusion is moha. Moha is like our Chinese word, mong cha cha. When you have delusion, means you mong cha cha. MCC or MC squared. So what constitutes delusion? When you don't understand the truth, there is delusion. And when you have delusion, what happened to you? You will have doubt. Then you will start to worry. Then your mind has restlessness. Fear. Then there is fear. Anxiety. A lot, actually. Anxiety. Some more? What else? What is sloth and torpor? Four under vision. Part of a delusion. Because you mong cha cha until you, Dhamma class also sleep one. Sloth and torpor. When your body tired is different, no? Then you can rest, you can sleep. But sloth and torpor is the eye cannot open. No? Like you go to attend a lecture or class, so boring until you just want to slough off, understand? And topple. You are so sleepy. Means you totally don't see the importance of that subject, understand? That's why that one is delusion. So when you don't understand, lack of wisdom, the other one is lack of confidence. Lack of confidence, is there a word for it? When you don't have the faith, Actually, it's Dawa. Already covered under Dawa. Now, what else? I think enough for you to cover all the important evil roots. So, when you can see with mindfulness all these mind states, then you can apply the four right efforts to reverse them. That is meditation. That is cultivation. Then when you can start to abandon all these evil roots, that is the progress. After you abandon already, you develop the first and second turning wisdom, then the next time the sense experience come, you can prevent it from arising. You understand? Before the wisdom, the initial wisdom, yoniso manasikara come, your second right effort to prevent it from arising cannot happen. You understand? That's how you cultivate. So, like a lot of kayamita, they went through the second right effort, they know. Especially those who go through depression. Like Alicia, Eric, you know. they tell the evil root. Enough. You have deceived me for the last 16 years. Finish. Straight away, that type of wrong thought cannot arise anymore. You understand? Like, want to deceive people, want to cheat people, want to take advantage of people. Cannot. Want to have envy, jealousy. This has make you evil and miserable. And you not only yourself miserable, you cause misery to people, to others. But these are evil, root of all evil. You cannot have them in your mind state. That's why when you see them and understand them, you cannot allow them to arise. That's why the second right effort to prevent it from arising is very easy. The moment you understand, it cannot arise. Then the third right effort is what? That one is need another whiteboard. Cultivate the right thought, right speech, right action, and the right view that are still not in you. One by one, go and write it down. Right effort to cultivate the right view, the right speech, right action, and right thought that are still not in you. Then after that, only you can talk about the last right effort to refine upon it and perfect it. And this is a very big topic to cultivate, do you know that? In the early day, I reflected, contemplated, and I looked into it. That's why when I meditate, when I developed the mindfulness, I saw all this subtle greed and subtle evil inside there that normal mind cannot see. The slightest movement inside there, because you are so sensitive, you have the initial wisdom, the number. The moment it arises, you felt it. You knew. This is not the way. To avoid all evil, all this mind state cannot arise. That's why just now in the car, I told them, to solve problem, to me, there is never a problem. Understand? When you perceive it in negativity, fear, worry, anxiety, then it becomes a problem. Understand? When you have the evil root, it becomes a problem. For me, there is no problem. The world is the world. Thing is just the way it is. Things like that, the result, the fruition of it will be like that. Condition like that, things will be like that. Then you know Polian say what? Now she's not sleeping, I hope. You ask PG, what did she tell you? Say, Brother Theo, you retire so early, what a waste, is it? Oh, he know I retire early, you know. I say, only ye, this type of mind, thing like that. I say, no reality. What go to waste? Everything is just dependent originating, condition arising. The phenomenal world of consciousness. Whether I exist, I don't exist, no different. The world is the world, understand? The only reality is the moment. And how stable is the present moment? Split second is gone. Then how real is life? Whether I, by nature, arise or don't arise, no different. You understand? In the true sense of the word, when you have wisdom. Because any time this one can separate. you will not go and worry about any, oh, this one not done, that one not done. Because you still believe you got important thing to do, important mission. You still think you are real. Understand that this is subject to karma. Finish. Do your duty when it arises. After that, not what you think. Things are just the way they are, impermanent. When you grasp, cling, and give meaning, you suffer. Understand? And because they are impermanent, it's not a permanent unchanging entity that you can hold on to, cling on to, and grasp onto and say, this is me, this is I, therefore all this. You can't even own yourself. How can you own anything? That's why all these are mind-made consciousness, no reality. Of course, you can tell me, if I feel different, no, you're not around, you don't have the condition to listen to the Dhamma. No. Then you better warn Pulian. If I don't retire, you think you can meet me. Understand? Because the condition is such, the time has come for me to do the thing that I'm supposed to do, my nature's duty. Those who have affinity, they will come. And this nature, no. That's why, no different. I never decide what to do. I echo and flow, condition like that, I move. When Maitreya came in 2008, I move. When Kuan Yin came in 1986, I move. That's it, finish. Receive the message, move. Do your duty. Understand? Huh. So, life, existence, is not what you think. But when you have the Dhamma, you are different. So your first question, answer, huh? How do you know? Huh? Yeah. The other way to know is when you have more moment of awareness. You are more silent, more still. When the initial wisdom is there, you will know. Your mind will not stir, react, and become heedless like before. It can see things as they are. It can accept the reality of the world. You have contemplated the essential Dhamma. What constitutes evil? Then the five mental hindrances, the five spiritual faculty, the four right effort. Then the essential Dhamma with regards to right view, with regards to the law of karma. You have reflected, contemplated. Then the five daily contemplation also. This body of ours is of the nature to grow old, get sick and die. It has not gone beyond this nature's happening. Yeah, this one goes the way of nature. This one is not. That's why you cannot be afflicted by the first noble true reality of the OA sickness and death. That separation also, the fourth contemplation, also give you a lot of wisdom. This is a reality, separation. When conditions cease to be, everything will separate. Even you yourself will cease to be. If they don't separate from you, when your breath stops, you also erase. You were separate from them. That's why you cannot own anything. You cannot desire anything. Yeah. The best way to go through the five daily contemplation, the first three especially, is to look at your grandparents, your parents. Then look at you slowly becoming different. Yeah. Then go and check up all the actor and actresses that you used to like praise and say they are very beautiful, handsome. Well, now you look at their age. You have seen this video where they put all the actor actresses when they are young, when they are old. All of a different, isn't it? Completely different. And you still cling to the form, still believe in that youth, that condition. It's just like this flower you offer to the Buddha, or to the great beings, or to the Triple Jam. When you buy it fresh, with the fragrance, it looks so beautiful. But if you manage the author, you will know what will happen to this flower when it decays, when it starts to wither. You must reflect and develop the Dhamma understanding. So the five daily contemplation is to allow us to develop that very powerful wisdom of the First Noble Truth. Then how to live life is the fifth contemplation, the law of karma. We are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. And we are what we are because of karma. So 100% of our life entirely depends on karma. We are born of it, heir to it, conditioned and supported by it. And we are what we are every moment, every instant while in this existential world because of karma. If that is the case, what must you do? You must take care of karma. And how to take care of karma? We already gone through. You have to avoid all evil, do good. And that is the advice of the Buddha. Then by avoiding all evil, do good, you only take care of karma. You have not taken care of your life. Do you understand? You can still be afflicted. Understand? Without wisdom, you can still become afflicted. Without Dhamma, without wisdom, they have power over you. They can cause you misery. Because of your self-delusion, you will attach, you will cling, you will grasp, you will create all this negativity of mind state or wrong thought to condition your fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation to your grasping, clinging to the five aggregates of forming mind. And this is what suffering is all about. So when you have the essential Dhamma understanding, then you realize the Buddha is so beautiful. That's why he taught you the essential Dhamma. And this essential Dhamma is key to liberation, to developing all the wisdom. And the first and second turning wisdom come from the essential Dhamma, nothing else. Without the essential Dhamma, you cannot start. Even Dhammapada verse 21, 22, 23. If you know that, you straight away understand why the Buddha before he died, Parinibbana, he stressed and repeated the advice. Strive on with heedfulness. Apamadena, sampadena. That's why heedfulness is very important. Strive on with heedfulness. And what constitutes heedfulness? You must understand. Otherwise, you cannot meditate. You cannot develop all this. Now you start to see the big picture or not. Yeah? That's why I told you as an engineer, I do a project. If I cannot see the whole picture, I don't want to start. I don't want to do. I have to understand before I do. Otherwise, I'm wasting my time. That's why I say, if before you have all this understanding, you are too keen to go into the meditation, especially the four foundations, I tell you, you are wasting your time. Yeah. Committing suicide, actually. Yeah. All these are thought-based meditation without understanding. When you see the whole picture, that's what I say, the first phase of Dhamma, Pariyatti, don't rush. Listen carefully, reflect, contemplate, understand it. Develop the initial wisdom. And then move into the practice, the cultivation. And the 10th step in the Abhijja Sutta is so clear. Understand? And as Kayamita, you already have the first three. What are the first three? Yeah? Ah, you have Dhamma friend, isn't it? Kayamita. Then, because of that, you got conditioned to listen to the true Dhamma, the classes for you to attend, the website for you to click onto and listen, the books, the transcript, the Heart Sutta, everything for you to develop the understanding of the essential Dhamma. Then from there, you develop the faith in the Triple Gem. Understand? That is step three. Then after that, the next one is step four, which is the initial wisdom. If all the essential Dhamma that I have taught you and you have reflected, contemplated, and write it down to show that you really understand, then all this become very easy. You can breeze through it. We are during cultivation, all these various movements of mental evil roots, you saw them, and you understand that all these are evil roots. Otherwise, last time, greed. I don't have greed. I don't think I'm greedy. I'm a very generous person. You some more go and tell people like that. But everything you do, your selfish intent inside is so strong you never see. If it's got nothing to you, to do with you, you ask yourself, will you do it? If no advantage to you or your family, do you do? If it doesn't concern you or your family members or your good friend or your good neighbor, do you want to do anything? That's a human mind with delusion are so full of greed. And they are very selfish. Selfish means what? You only care about yourself, understand? That is what self-delusion is all about. That self, the atta, divided you, separated you. And when you think you are real, what happened? You create the illusion of an existential you, I, the personality. And when that personality arises, what happened? When I am, I exist, this entity will develop greed. Understand? Possessiveness. Try to own things, try to have things, and develop desire for things. That's why the evil root of greed becomes very strong, very powerful. And when you cannot get what you want, you develop anger, hatred, jealousy, envy. And all these unhappy mind states come about. All conditioned by your self-delusion, your wrong view, creating all the wrong thoughts that bring about all your suffering, sorrow and lamentation. Wrong thoughts are thoughts that condition your fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, phobia, selfishness, desire, craving, emotional negativity. Then you become violent. You become possessive. You become like uncivilized, in the word of Mahadev. Uncivilized. Then you develop, we forgot, last, you all miss out. That one is a very powerful greed. Last. As you go into it, a lot of this understanding will surface. And when you understand the big picture, cultivation becomes very easy. You will be very focused. Go for the spiritual faculty. And the spiritual faculty is very easy. Your faith in the Buddha and his teaching is already very strong after you have understood this essential Dhamma. So the third one is what? The spiritual faculty. After Saddha Virya, the third one is what? You will go all out and cultivate this sati, isn't it? Leading to heedfulness. Once you have that stability or sati, samadhi will come to be. Then your mind becomes different. It accumulates into heedfulness. Then you can see things as they are. You can understand the essential Dhamma, all the Buddha's teaching, the paticca samuppada, the trolling, everything becomes very clear to you. Do you understand? Then from there, you will definitely awaken. Why? With the initial wisdom, your mind doesn't stir and react like before. You got more peacefulness, inner peace, leading to inner awareness. Then more space between thought, more moment of awareness and silence. Means your daily mindfulness can become stable. That's how the fifth step come about. Sati sampajana. And when you have sati sampajana, you can see all your mental intention very clearly. Where you are sensitive. Then, the sixth step is what? You have? Sense restraint, automatic. All this cannot arise. The second right effort, you can prevent it from arising. Means, sense restraint is there. Once you have sense restraint, how to cultivate the three way of right conduct? The third right effort and the fourth right effort. Understand? Once you develop that, you are at least a Sakadagami. Sotapan you should pass through already. When your initial wisdom is there, very likely you clear the first stage of sainthood, Sotapanaship. You know, when you are Sotapan, you haven't even attenuated your sensual desire, you will know. But when you have the initial wisdom, your mind cannot stir. No? You understand? No? May sensual desire, you will know more. No? The evil root. The mental hindrance, the first two. Means you already clear the Sotapanna shape, Sotapanna. Then when you can have sense restraint leading to the three way of right conduct, you definitely must have accentuated or reduced a lot of your evil roots of anger and hatred. That's why you are at least a Sakadagami. Then only you move into the four foundation of mindfulness. With this understanding and the daily mindfulness established, Sati Sampajana, when you go into the four foundation of mindfulness, you will just breeze through very fast. That's why you understand the teaching very fast. Then you understand why the Buddha said, after overcoming covetousness and greed, means at least a Sakadagami. Then when you move into it, the four foundation, the worst case scenario, the Buddha said, if some form of minor conceit or what is still there, you will realize at least Anagami. Otherwise, Arahantship straight away. Now you understand why the Buddha phrased it this way. He never made mistake. He's very clear about all this teaching and understanding where he went through. I remember at the Wuping Jingse there, I think Chui asked me that question. Brother, why Anagami? Because that time people cannot understand. And I explained them all. So is it clear now? Use the mic. So Angie asked, what about
guilt?
So remorsefulness and guilt. What is that? Under which evil root? Definitely is delusion. Otherwise, no remorse. No sense of guilt. Who is feeling guilty? Who is feeling remorseful? The sakayadity, the self-delusion. But this dhamma is very difficult to understand because that form and mind you think is impermanent, not you, that one is subject to karma. That's why not easy to cultivate. You have to understand both the condition arising world dhamma or existential dhamma, and you have to also understand the unconditioned dhamma. So the conditioned dhamma and the unconditioned dhamma, you need to understand both in order to understand life, so that you can really, really live life. Because the one living is the form and mind, the vehicle and the tool that you come, your nature come. This is your vehicle and tool, karmically conditional for you to come to this existential. And you have to use this to live life, to cultivate, to experience whatever. Even though this is impermanent, not real, not you, but this one has its duty. It has its reality within existence and life. That's why you must connect early and develop the awakening, the wisdom. And the whole cultivation is not difficult. Now you understand why I say not difficult. After you understand, then you got a problem. It's because last time you don't have the understanding, you have this fantasy, or you thought that, not easy. And people tell you what? Monk full time also cannot get it. No, you think you stand a chance. You lay person, no, oh shit. Then that day I saw Sri Anna text a topic. Next month is there. You all didn't receive. It's in the Maikarimita. One monk is going to talk about can a Putujana become an Arya? I think the title was affirmative, isn't it? No. It's a lay person can also become an Arya. I think something like that. It's on the affirmative one, I remember the title. Brother Chima, not Suyana. I thought all this come from Suyana. I can read up. Read.
The title of the talk is Laypersons certainly can become be Arya.
See, on the affirmative. So use some more doubt. I see. Saturday night. Whatever it is. This one is very simple, very easy to understand. What become an Arya? Not you, no. That's the form of mind that realizes the truth, that awaken to the truth. And that one is an Arya. That one is an Arahant. But that fellow is not you. That one is dependent, orientating. These three conditions sustaining it that exists. That one will disperse, understand? If that one is you, means you are doubly deluded, understand? How can you become an Arahant when you think that fellow is you? Even a Sotapanna who no more self-delusion, you also know the five aggregate of form and mind is impermanent. Understand? Not a permanent, unchanging entity. There's a sakyaditi rooted out. Severe. And you still think this is you, you are far away from awakening. A lot of people use the mundane mind, you know what they will think. Ayo. Meditate for what? No one to be enlightened, lah. Is it? Then who enjoy enlightenment? They go and think like that. If it's nobody enlightened, ultimately I meditate for what? I meditate to become enlightened. And they told me, not me. No one born, no one die, no one enlightened, no one attained. They confuse the Heart Sutta, the ultimate truth, with existential truth. That's why when you have this type of mundane mind, keep on spinning, you can never understand. You can never develop the understanding. Okay? Any more questions? Any other aspect that you are not clear? Because now I realize, your condition become better and better. Now all the Dhamma, one session, all the big picture come out. Everything you start to link. You realize that? Last time, link the Avijja Sutta first. Also not easy. Right? Then last Thursday, we did understanding life. A lot of people understand the Dhamma differently. You can apply. And then today, you must thank Angie. Ask such beautiful question about enlightenment. Then you start to see the whole essential Dhamma together with the clear picture of how to develop the cultivation and understanding. Then the second part, still got 10 minutes. No need to spend so much time.
The second part, Bharati, is about who is a wiser country, leader, China or other countries?
You ask Mahathir. The way he answered was very good. No? He said, we are in the 21st century. We are civilized people. We don't go to war. We don't argue and create misery. We don't behave like uncivilized people. So he said, if you look at the world now, he said, he never named the country America. But the way he explained that is very clearly pointing to him. He said, one is negotiation. Negotiate means we sit down and talk. Resolve it. He never used the word amicably. Resolve issue through consensus. He used this word. For me, it's amicably. So he used the word win-win situation. How to have win-win when you want everything? You win, other people will lose. Understand or not? But if you are willing to give up some, then you will lose some. But they also willing to give up some, so you win some. Understand? That's why win-win. Then he say, it's an undeniable fact that the world keep on evolving. Understand? In the past, the West is way ahead in civilization, scientific understanding, and many things, he said. But nowadays it's different, is it? People learn very fast. People pick up very fast. You look at China, is it? It has 3 times the population of America, is it? And now, from a backward, poor country that depend on the world, with no proper reserve in their central bank, before they open up, until after they open up. I remember after they open up, because there was a video commentary from the China side on. They show the history behind all this. They say when China opened up, U.S. was very happy. We're a big market. Because he know big population, they come. They encourage China to open up, to receive the capitalist, what they call ideology and all things, and bring, open up the China market for Western capitalism and other things. So China also knew you need investment, you need job, you need a lot of things. So China opened up. So they start to develop the understanding, become hardworking, which is part of the Chinese culture and nature. Then what happened was, initially was a trade deficit. U.S. benefited a lot. A lot of things come from them. Then later on, China started to produce them, innovate and develop their capitalism. So what China did was very good. China is still a communist, socialist party. Do you understand? The only difference is these socialists come with the new Chinese understanding where they study all the system in the world, all the political system, and they ask themselves, how come China never progress? How come all these things doesn't work? This is what the Buddha said, investigation, vimamsa, understand, the fourth basis of success. So they check. Communism, they cannot say Mao Zedong wrong, understand? Mao Zedong still right, but he doesn't get the full understanding and the full picture. Communism is good, unite the country, understand? And everybody very patriotic. But patriotism without economy, without money, is only empty words, understand? So what Deng Xiaoping did was he opened up, because he knew you need incentive for people to be hardworking. You need to learn from others in order to be successful, in order to be progressive. You need scientists, you need education, you need all those things. And the government must be sincere, honest. That's why they go for meritocracy. Understand? It's still a socialist thing. China, when they want to implement anything, the bank all straight away toe the line, understand? They want to do land acquisition, not like here. We go for hearing, you can go to court and fight the case. There, acquire means acquire. Everything is state-owned. And you want to talk about compensation, you go and see them. That's why their road all very straight on, the high-speed train, or no problem. And they all no need 6 months, 1 year to hearing one. Straight away, implement means implement. That's why a lot of things, they can really fine-tune the economy very fast. So what happened was, from trade deficit, suddenly they start to develop surplus. Then the surplus keep on growing. You know. The 80s grow until the 90s. You know. 90 grow until 2000. You know. 2000 grow until 2010. You know. Then now coming to 2020. You know. You know, at 2008, U.S. got recession, you remember? So when U.S. has recession, the subprime crisis, the what they call mortgage crisis, CDO, CDS, so U.S. actually at the verge of bankrupt. We are all their top banks and all those, even AIA, AIG, Citibank, everything, even Bank of America, the trademark, also in deep trouble. And what happened? They went to China and asked for help. And China say at that time they never hesitate. The whole world helped them stimulate the economy, I remember. China started, Australia, they all follow everybody. Then Bernanke, very smart, print money, but didn't allow the money to go into the system. He tell the bank, okay, we will get investors to come in to buy your preference share. That's like Bank of America, Citibank, housing. And who was the one they want to buy? Warren Buffett. He got a lot of cash. And he asked for preference share. I think 10% in there. Yeah? The coupon rate. And you know, he added another one. He wanted to be convertible. Preference share. That's how he made a lot of money. And Bernanke also tagged along. He said the rest unsubscribe. The Fed take it up. And you know what the Fed did? He gave an IOU. He said, okay, you have the money already. So all the banks suddenly got so much money, you know. Oh, overnight, you know. Then you know what they do or not? Bernanke quietly tell the CEO, this money must not go into the system. Otherwise, it triggers inflation. We have too much money chasing after too few good, and there is no growth. What we need now is confidence for it to turn around. So this news went out that the bank all got rescue plan already. Then you know what happened? Confidence come back. Then they go and spread rumor to Asia. This is the first time you can buy Citibank $3 US. A lot of the very big bank last time used to be $100 over one. Dropped to about $2 or $3. Some is one something. This is never before, he said, only crisis you can buy. So they go and buy. So I remember my broken firm also, a lot of people went and buy. And they make money because the confidence come back. When the confidence come back, you know what happened? The share price grew up. I remember Citibank or Bank of America, I forgot already. One of these very strong bank. The preference share was issued at $1 US. It went up to 3-something now, within a few months. And you know what happened? Because of the confidence. Then they know AIG won't go down. They let Boston and you know, one or two other go down. The rest all recovered. Then because of the confidence, the wealth effect is there. You know? You understand? So when the wealth effect is there, they started selling all their preference share. They convert. You know? To the Fed, is paper, understand? I issue paper. Then you believe you have the money, understand? Then you go and put in your book, yeah? Your reserve, how much? Then your capital has been increased by so much. So all this is paper shuffling, but the effect is good because as the market pick up, become confident, they sell the share, they receive the cash. And you know what they do with the money they receive or not? They put on deposit. The issue 30-year bond, the treasury bond or something. Then they make the interest now. Then the result come out, show profit. Oh, people got confident, go up some more. That's how it turned around. The mortgage crisis actually was very severe, very, very severe. Actually, they did it until nobody can rescue it. It's too big a hole. Toxic asset, they call it. And yet, they turn it around. After they turn it around, you know what the Chinese government say? Wang en fu yi. No gratitude at all. Now, forgotten about the pain, forgot that they coming back. They go and arm twist China again. And Huawei, all those things. He said, Martin said, that is not the way to do business. Now we are in a civilized world. We should sit and talk it out. Then he gave example of how he resolved his problem with Singapore, with Indonesia, with Philippines, with Thailand, amicably, beautifully, win-win situation. He said, it can be done. And he talked about the new government that took over last year. Never before a 61-year-old incumbent get dislodged just like that. And he was very proud to say he was also the ex Prime Minister of the old government. Then he decided to join the opposition and the people, right, yeah, gave him the vote and he became the Prime Minister again. That's why he said, you see me here again. And he was very good. Then he gave a very good speech. He said the world should move on. He told the West, you used to be very strong. You used to be very competitive. You used to be like way ahead of the others. But now it's no more the case. Asians are hardworking. Asians know how to learn, improvise, and develop their own understanding. So now, in many aspects, you see, especially 5G technology, or saying, you see, people are ahead of you. Then he said, last time you used to sell us all those branded shirt, shoe, all those things, very expensive. Right? Then all the essential things that we use. Now, Asian country, he never say China, can produce the same product, if not better quality, at 1/3 your price or 1/6 your price. So who will buy from you? Even soybean also nobody buy from you. And that's because he go and squeeze and threaten the trade deficit and force China to buy soybean, thinking that their price will be problem. No? China got brain. No? You know what they did? No? They went to Brazil. They go and help Brazilian develop the soybean industry. Then buy 1 million acre, I remember, of the land. Very cheap land. Brazil got a lot of land. Then hire them all to plant. Then China send their scientists over and improve their yield. Then ship the soybean back to China. That's why the soybean price went down. Until now, the minimum price also cannot maintain. $2 per, you call it bushel, I don't know the English. They sell by bushel. They never sell by kilo. Organic side, we all hear organic side. I think there is something to measure it. So all this is the result of what? People have grown. You are not efficient. You don't want to admit. Understand? You are not competitive. You don't want to admit. This is not fair competition. Is it the United Nations you all started off together with the WTO, everything, then the IMF, you said level playing field, ask people to open up the economy. You are the pioneer behind all this institution. But now you violate all these rules. You say now you no longer taiko. So you don't want this rule. You don't want people to have free market economy. You don't want to have open, fair competition. Like Mahathir used to say, flat, level playing field, and all these things. Then he some more tell people, you have to listen to me. You cannot complain to WTO. You complain, no deal. Then we will take action against you. We will increase the tariff. He dare not sanction, because China is too big to sanction. He only tariff. And tariff, he say what? He told the American. He said, this is China's money. How many of you are economists? When you impose tariff, you think China pay? China never pay. Your people pay. That's not all. And you know, American, 80% don't have much saving. You think they can take this inflation? That's why 2-3 months ago, I told my office colleague, they say Huawei died already this time. China in deep trouble. I say, you don't go and be conditioned by the Western press. I say, this trade war, China is going to win. I told him. I say, that Huawei boss and China, the political, you know the message is what? You want to negotiate, the door is always open. You don't want to negotiate, say so. Don't go and twist and turn all this. And so, you want to play hardball? We play. Feng Pei Dao Ti. Until the end. He welcome hardball until the end. See who lasts longer, he said. And you look at China economy, the domestic, Mahathir say this word. China can be a world of its own. They don't need you. They can shut out Google and all those things, and yet they are prospering. And who are you to tell the Asian country all this? You are not an international police. You cannot police the world. The sanctions also don't have United Nations approval. He just sanctioned Iran and say you all cannot buy from Iran. Some Americans also scolded the president. He said, my money, you know, I want to buy Huawei, you cannot. You can stop me. You got law over me. That is unconstitutional. That's why now Huawei sue in the floor. Bring him to court. He violated the American constitution. He put a lot of the business in trouble. So a lot of these things you don't understand, you cannot see. So the trade war, now the farmer went and complained, he allocates $16 billion. And this is one off, no? You think they can last how long? Then when this tariff starts, within 2 months, there is no saving. Most of them will got no saving. And I tell you, they cannot take this type of inflation. Because their salary is paid in weeks or no, not in months. So how? Rental also weak one. You think they can? So there was a write-up. He said, if you don't buy Chinese good, what do you buy? You are so inefficient. The West also so expensive. Everywhere is expensive. Then they say, if you don't buy Chinese good, you got no branded shirt to wear. All your Nike is produced in China, most of it. All the sports shoes, sports wear, everything. You think Nike is so stupid? They got a source from the most cheapest and the most competitive one. And most of them come from China. You say, like it or not, Asian is different now. The Asia country is different now. So don't worry about who is more smart or more wise. It's who has the Dhamma, understand? You do think properly, you will survive. You do think negatively, like what the West did, their mistake they never see, they will go down. Their civilization will fall. It's just like last time China get into big trouble is because of the emperor, the dynasty, corrupt leader, everything, official. So the whole, what they call integrity of the government was destroyed. And corruption killed. That's why now China, the government is very strong, is because meritocracy. And they really work for the people. We went back every year, sometimes twice a year. Or some people like Chin Yap, Lei Hong, 3-4 times a year. And you look at China. When we were at Guizhou, Guiyang, you know what they told us? He's the second poorest province in China. And yet Guiyang and Guizhou is so affluent. And you look at the minority people. They are inhabited only a few hundred thousand, and yet they are so different now, so prosperous. Kuala Lumpur is kampung, So don't say like that. Mahathir angry. Hey, this one is his brainchild, or twin tower, everything. So enough, we exceeded time, So sometimes we should include a little bit of general subject. We can relate to Dhamma. Without Dhamma, your government will fall. If you don't do your duty as a good government, if you don't have your proper understanding of what they call the nature's law, you will fall, you will fail. Nature will actually hit back at you. That's how you look at all this happening in the world. Do you know America recently, how much disaster? The tornado, then just now the flood. And a lot of things is happening. Because the way they do things, I don't know. Better let them learn on their own. Because the more you do this, now the world is so open. Information technology travels so fast. You saw the debate in Trish and this Liu Ying, Liu Xing. She toned down completely that Trish. They say she is a beauty queen. Is it true? Is she a beauty queen? But the comment came out like that. He said that debate toned down until she really looked like a lady. Otherwise, that day on the Fox News, when he whacked China that time, then Liu Xing tear her down, you remember not? That time they say she is like a one. a very aggressive lady. Huh? What you call in Hokkien? The Hokkien got one word very strong. Chia po. Oh, okay, my wife says stop. Anyway, she turned now and she become very beautiful. They say she really looked like a lady that day during the debate because she's very, very smart also. She become the host. So the host suggests the topic and decide the topic. That's why towards the end, Liu Xing was trying to answer the question. But they're supposed to discuss tariff, debate. Then towards the end, he asked Liu Xing to explain how China becomes so great because of their socialist capitalism. Yeah, Liu Xing said, what is going on? I thought we're supposed to talk on tariff. He said, oh, no, enough already. Go to. Then Liu Xing explained very well. Because that Trish thought, how can a communist party with a socialist system practice capitalism? Everything state owned. Everything government decide. He said, you have it all wrong. You don't understand China. You don't have this understanding. You know what is Chinese socialism? Chinese socialism incorporates the Chinese culture's understanding. That's why today China is different. And he said, for your information, the state-owned company never exceed 20% of what the economy, the private sector did. He said, a lot of things are now run by private sector. He said, the capitalist economy is run by supply and demand. The government never interfere. Through supply and demand, they make policy because they believe in competition. They believe in opportunity. You open up a lot of new idea. So the market force will decide. That's why their goods are cheap. Everything is cheap. Then he say, the state-owned enterprise, they have been revamped, and now it's only less than 20% of the economy. So he said, telecom giant like Huawei is 100% private owned. The government don't have any share. Yeah. And a lot of those export and all those things that move the economy, they are all private owned. That's why the capitalist society, he said, capitalism is market force. You cannot interfere. So market force means what? Fair competition. So indirectly he's telling Trish that your president is practicing the opposite one. That's why he cannot win the war. Because market force, whoever who is more efficient, competitive, will win the war. I don't know. When you control 4G, when you control all those things that time, you never go and arm twist people and say all the thing. I don't know. And now you owe people the most money. You know. You are in debt now, and yet you voice yourself like you are the banker. You are actually the debtor. So a lot of things, when you understand, you will have a clearer understanding. So no need to say who is more wise. Who has a better moral approach to society's problem? This is a more appropriate word. Because when you have the moral approach to understanding, when you are fair to people. Because China, like Liu Xing said, China's policy is to benefit the world and benefit everybody. That's why the Belt and Road is to help everybody. They come up with the money, the investment. They are not scared of you running away. And this is how you prosper thy neighbor, prosper the world. Together we grow and we exchange technology with the American company. And he talked about iPhone. That Huawei boss said, he is my teacher, my cikgu, I learn from him. How can I go against him? He said, on business term, we are very, very friendly. We do very well. We share, understand, we evolve the technology together. That's why he's willing to buy half their chip overseas and half produced in China. So they ask you, what happened if they cut you off 3 months later? You know what the Huawei boss said or not? He said, if they do that, they are stupid. Why? Half produced in China. I will increase my buying and production in China. Then I will cut you off. Then you cut off Google, Apple. We already got all the replacement. China survive without Google, no? You think we cannot survive without Google? So a lot of these things, people never think. And one thing you should understand, Chinese is like that. No? If they cannot fight you, they run. No? But if they willing to, feng pei dao di, means you must know, they are cut down there, really. Really, really, they got the cut on. Otherwise, they dare not threaten you. So, enough. These are our views, please. Otherwise, people listen. You're pro-China. But we try to discuss the fact, you got any good point, you can bring up. There is a lot of good things that the West has done, understand? Like, the British, they give us this legacy for Malaysia as a colonial, as a colony. Their administrative system, their tax system, they are very good, understand? And their education system, I love their education system. And we cannot deny all this, and they were ahead of us during that time. Then Liu Xing give a very good analogy. He said, just like learning English, I never go to school, is it? I learn from your American program. I listen to all the news. Then I got a very good American teacher, or British teacher. That's how he learned. Then I got this skill, understanding. Then I can now become a newscaster or journalist. Then I can debate with you in English. So indirectly telling Tricia, you better go and learn Mandarin. Then later on, come back to China and debate with the Chinese and tell them all. Just like what Liu Xing do. So the world is becoming more and more lively and more interesting. I think we are in the golden age, so don't worry. Trade war is trade war. Everybody can sue one. Understand? When it comes to real fighting, the American also can sue one. That's why they never sanction China. They only try to like threaten. Poor ha, poker face. Okay, we better end. Share merit. Aka Sata Chabomata Deva Naga Mahindika Punyang Tang Anamoditwa Chirang Rakan Tuloka Sasana Itawata Chamehi Sampadan Punya Sampadan Sabe Deva Anamodantu Sapasampati Sidiya Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang sukita nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Imena adio wasatu kaleno sasa sampati hetoce. Fito bhavatu loko cha raja bhavatu dhammiko imena punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo otu yava nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, pay respect, then we end. Sadhu.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Okay, there's a good news. This prepared by Brother Tiu and Pamasri, our Kuyang trip, Fan Ching San Kuyang, Kayamita spiritual trip, April 2009. This video album, not video, photo album, is completed and ready. You can have a look if you want to.
Do I?